All right, are we ready? I think we've got everybody in the room. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. My name is Brennan Williams, and I will be serving as the Development Hearing Officer for today's meeting. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and call the April 23rd, 2025 DHO meeting to order. The time is 9:01 a.m. We're on the record. Before we start discussing those particular items that are on the agenda today, there are a few meeting details and operational procedures that I'd like to go over. First, as you're probably aware, this is a remote or an online hearing whereby all attendees will participate through video or audio conference. We are recording today's meeting, so we ask that applicants keep their audio muted and their video or their camera off when they are not directly involved in the case that's being heard. Similarly, we ask that before any participants begin speaking, if you'll give your name for the record, again, it just helps to keep a clean record and do that before you start providing your remarks, please. Secondly, we have a city staff member that is serving as the hearing monitor. We'll be using the chat function on Zoom to keep everyone updated on the particular agenda item that we're discussing. Participants, you're also able to use this chat feature to ask questions of the meeting moderators, but please remember that these chat conversations are part of the official record for the particular hearing, and they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act, so we ask that all comments remain relevant to the subject hearing. Next, as a reminder for today's applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following today's meeting. If plat approval is based on conditions, you'll need to coordinate with the respective DFT member to complete any necessary steps. Mr. Rodenbeck, who is the Development Services Manager, routes the platting materials to the respective DFT members once a final PDF document has been submitted. The last person to sign a plat is the city engineer. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez, I believe there are some changes to the agenda. Would you make those announcements, please?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. The first item I have is for item number one. That's PR 2021-00558. The agent has requested a deferral to May 7th. And for item number three, PR 2021-00579, the agent has requested a deferral to September 24th.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Let's take the first item, agenda item number one, PR 2021-005508. There is a request for a deferral to May 7th. Is there anyone online interested in speaking on the requested deferral for item number one? Scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anybody. All right, last call for comment on agenda item number one and the requested deferral. Okay, as requested, I'm going to defer item number one, PR 2021-005508. It's a minor plat application for preliminary and final plat 2025-00013, as requested to the DHO meeting scheduled for May the 7th. The next request is for item number three. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak on item requested deferral for item number three, PR 2021-005479? Not seeing anyone. Last call for anyone interested in speaking on the requested deferral for item number three. All right, I'm going to go ahead and award that request. Defer item number three, PR 2021-005479. SD 2024-00116 to the September 24th DHO meeting. Would also just note for the record that agenda item number six, that request for a deferral came in prior to the agenda. That matter, as noted on the agenda, will be heard, or excuse me, deferred until May the 7th. All right, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Now that our agenda has been updated for today's hearing, I'd like to address any members of the public that are interested in speaking on a particular item. For each case on today's agenda, we begin by hearing from the applicant or the applicant's agent, give them an opportunity to explain their proposal. Following their introductory statements, I will announce that comments from members of the public will be taken. You can let us know of your intention to testify by either using the raise your hand Zoom feature, which is located toward the bottom of your screen, or if you're on video, by waving your hand in front of the screen, as I'm doing here, to notify us of your intention to participate. Similarly, if you're participating today over the telephone, please press star 9 on your keypad and announce that you'd like to comment. Please note to all participants that we welcome and appreciate public comment on today's items, but all testimony should be pertinent to the request and be provided in a respectful, professional manner. Any participants causing a disruption to today's meeting will be removed from the hearing. In the unlikely event that we experience technical issues during the hearing this morning, we will conclude the hearing and resume again at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and phone number. Lastly, as we get ready to begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the DHO. The DHO, Development Hearing Officer, was created in 2022 by amendment to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance. In considering all applications today, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and of the city's development process manual, as it pertains to the items that are listed on the agenda. All right, thank everybody for their patience on that. Let's begin with the first item on the agenda, which will be item number 2. That is PR 2025-020048, minor plat 2025-00001, Cartesian Surveys, agent for Native American Professionals Parent Resources Incorporated, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tracts 18, 16, 17, Mesa Grande Addition, zoned MXM, located at 4105 Silver Avenue between Montclair Drive Southeast and Sierra Drive Northeast, containing approximately 0.4393 acres in area. Looks like Mr. Mulhall is here from the applicant team. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Mr. Mulhall, thank you for that, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide this morning will be the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you, sir. Please tell us about your proposal.
Certainly. So we are looking to consolidate these three lots. There is an existing building that straddles the lot 17 and lot 18 line, and I believe, or 16 and 17 line, and I believe lot 18 line kind of just goes into the building. And so we're looking to consolidate these lots into one lot. That's something else. Where the original plat? There we go. So that's my drawing. And so we're also requesting a determination from right-of-way width for both frontages, given that we have adequate room for the sidewalk on site. But we're just asking that things remain as is, as well as requesting a determination from the 16-foot public alleyway that adjoins us. Just given the improvements on site, it would kind of be untenable to widen that further. And it just isn't used much, given all the surrounding properties have access to a public right-of-way to access and utilize their site. So with that way comment, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Any members of the public that are interested in speaking on agenda item number 2, PR 2025-020048? Again, any members of the public interested in speaking on item number 2, providing comment on that? I'm not seeing anybody. Last call for any members of the public. All right, Mr. Mulhall, sit tight. Let's move over to our DFT members, get comments from them. Let's start with Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What does the Water Authority have to say?
Water Authority has no objection to the proposed plat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Code enforcement will be next. Mr. Ibarra, good morning, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are code enforcement comments?
Marcelo Ibarra covering the comments for court enforcement. Court enforcement has no comments and no objections for this one.
All right, thank you. Parks and Rec will be next. Ms. Alec, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. What does Parks and Rec have to say?
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request.
All righty, thank you, ma'am. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in. You swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Ti Kuan Ching, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Mr. Armijo, let's jump to you. Transportation will be next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Both determination requests are acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Writing. Planning will be next. Mr. Rodenbeck, who's going to provide comments for planning?
This is
I
Jay
will be,
Rodenbeck.
Mr.
Yeah.
Rodenbeck.
Mr. Ibarra will. Mr. Ibarra, just remind you that you're still under oath. Would
Yes,
you
sir.
give us the planning comments for this matter, please?
Sure. I just want to go through and mention that make a note about planning staff deferred both determination requests for landscaping buffer along Montclair Drive and allowing the alleyway to remain as is, Transportation Department. And as transportation, I already mentioned, they have reviewed this request and has no objections to either proposal. And just a few conditions of approval. The first one being that before the final sign-off of the plat, the AGE's office must approve the DXF file. Proof of approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and the project and application number need to be added to the plat. And that is the end of my comments.
Mr. Ibarra, thank you, sir. Just a reminder to DFT members, if you all would do me a favor, any comments that need to become a condition, if you would stick those in the chat box for me, it just helps me to remember to announce that or to include that as part of the decision. All right, let's jump back to Mr. Mulhall. Ryan, did you have any questions for our DFT members on their testimony or the items that they discussed?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We're happy to update the notes on the plat, and we'll get that DXF approval email to them shortly. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, let me ask you a quick question, sir. We've got, as part of this matter, there is a request for determination of both the landscaping buffer along Montclair as well as the alleyway. In making a decision, do I specifically need to reference those, or are those inherent to a decision?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Aronofsky, you should probably just swear me in.
Oh,
So,
thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, you swear affirm the testimony you provide will be the truth.
yes, I do. Mr. Aronofsky, I don't think it would hurt to to mention those determinations when making your decision on the plotting decision.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, thank you everybody for your testimony. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor and render a decision on this particular matter. First, as requested, I'm going to approve or be in support of determinations from both the landscaping buffer along Montclair, as well as allowing the 16-foot alleyway to the north as part of this plat approval. This is approval for agenda item number 2, PR 2025-020048, minor plat 2025-00011. Because this approval is based on the criteria that it meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Secondly, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And then third, the AGIS office must be provided with an approved DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided with that. Thank you for everybody for your participation on that matter. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda.